everybody, and welcome to The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox. Tonight, we are focusing on Dutch connections, with some vintage and some slightly less vintage recordings as we travel around the Netherlands and beyond. Now, the first time I ever heard a Dutch instrument was on Ernest Broadbent's last ever commercial recording, entitled Ernest Broadbent at the Standaard in Holland, and it features the 10-rank Standaard organ in the Passage Theatre in Schiedam. So let's open with a track from that LP, The Lively Castanets of Granada. Ernest Broadbent and the Castanets of Granada from 1981. Now, the four-manual Standaard Compton that was once in the Avro Studios in Hilversum has recently been in headline news thanks to its new art incarnation as the Pierre Paller Concert Orgel. The organ in its new installation certainly shot up right into my top 10 of favourite instruments. A wonderful amount of archive material featuring the instrument whilst it was in the Avro Studios has appeared on YouTube. And here's something which I have extracted from there. It's taken from a broadcast from the 11th of October 1966 and features Pierre Paller on the organ and Bette Roward on alto sax with a sublime version of Duke Ellington's In Sentimental Mood. Thank you. a combination. And you can find the whole broadcast on YouTube, and the rest is just as excellent as that track. Now it's time to go even further back in time and the sounds of the four manual 17 rank Strunk organ in the City Theatre in Amsterdam. This instrument was opened in 1935 by Reginald Fort and was recorded by Korstein many times. Most are familiar with the track Monkey Tricks, recorded by Kor on the organ, but let's listen to the other side of that 78 in Buddha's Realm. Korstein and In Buddha's Realm. That 78, and indeed the next two 78 tracks, were kindly sent to me by Wayne Ivany, who has over the years been so incredibly helpful in supplying tracks for the show when we haven't been able to do so ourselves. Now, Standart organs were exported all over the world, and a few of their theatre organs made their way to the UK. I should know, I now own parts of one of them, but sadly the Savoy Folkestone, which is the basis of the instrument that I now own, was never recorded commercially. However, the 310 Standart installed in 1929 in the Commodore Hammersmith was. Here's Harry Davidson, who opened the organ with a delightful foxtrot-style number called Who Am I? Thank you. Who am I? Well, even I question that sometimes. Sadly, none of these standard instruments that were imported to the UK survive as complete instruments. Back over the water now, and in 1921, the Amsterdam Tuschinski Theatre was the first cinema in the Netherlands with a theatre organ. Abraham Tuschinski had heard of the great success of Wurlitzer organs in the States and insisted he should have one. However, the Wurlitzer factory could not deliver on time, so they approached the manager of a cinema in Brussels who had just installed a four-rank instrument, and Abraham offered the manager a large sum of money to move the organ that took place for the opening. A little while later, in 1923, the organ was replaced by a six-rank Wurlitzer Style 160 with a piano console. Here's enough of a vintage recording of Pierre Palla and a rather aggressive vox in this arrangement of Drifting and Dreaming. Pierre Palla, who's Drifting and Dreaming. In 1940, the Tuschinski organ was enlarged to 10 ranks by the Dutch firm Strunk and given a brand new four-manual console, which is the same one that's currently on the organ. In the 1970s, Hans Notrot recorded the organ for an LP, so here's a track from that, and it's the famous theme to the Pink Panther written by Henry Mancini. Thank you. Hans Notrot at the Tuschinski, and a building which in itself is worth a visit. It's simply wonderful and jaw-dropping inside, and has not long been restored. So I urge you to, even if it's not organ-related, to check out the theatre. Let's have a few more tracks from recent recordings now. The first up is Jelani Eddington with I've Got Beginner's Luck, recorded on the 311X Vara Standart studio organ during its time in the CBS building in Voorburg. And then straight after that, the 311X Majestic Rochester Compton in the hands of Len Rawl during its final moments in the concert hall in Middelburg with Fools Rush In. But first, I've Got Beginner's Luck.
Thank you.
Len Rawl, and before that, Jelani Eddington. Time now for one more track, and I mentioned earlier how the Pierre Paller concert orgel in its new location is well in my top 10 favourites. Well, it would be rude not to hear how it sounds now, so here's Patrick Hopper with that lovely novelty, Polly. Thank you. Polly in the capable hands of Patrick Hopper, and my thanks to Peter Copper, who sent us that track for use on the show. Well, that's it from me this time, and you have to put up with my voice next week as we take a trip to the seaside and some famous tracks recorded all on one famous Wurlitzer. You don't need me to tell you which one that's going to be. Until then, this is Damon Cox signing off and saying stay safe.